How you doing, everybody? It's Taz Angel here with more car talk. Good conversation you can ride to. And just want to tell you guys, I appreciate your continued support for watching and listening and sharing and liking. I appreciate all the support and I just ask it, it continues to grow as it already has, you know. Today, the topic that I would like to discuss is more geared towards people in a relationship, but it can also be useful as tips for people looking to get into relationships to help you prepare for it. And the title would be Relationship Goals, Effective Communication. Some of the main reasons for breakups, infidelities, divorces, people sleeping in different rooms and or different houses, but saying that, you know, if they're married, because if you're not married, then, you know, you're probably already living in separate houses, unless you're living with each other, and, you know, that's his own can of worms. But if you are married and you guys are sleeping in different rooms, or are losing it, communication can be one of the big factors. Communication, lack of intimacy, emotional and physical, finances, I'm gonna stick with those, because I can think of more. Because as I was thinking, I thought about two more, but I think they'll just draw it out and make it longer than it has to be. So the topic that I'm addressing today will be the communication part. As people continue to be with each other for longer and longer periods of time, the way that that person, or the way that they address each other, can change. The way that they communicate with each other. So five THs in there. So I think it's understandable that I got a little tongue tied. Back to it. The way that they communicate with each other can change, and usually does. I'll put it to you like this. I personally believe that one of the reasons why people love the beginning phase so much is because you're learning about the person. It's all new. You're asking questions to learn more about them. They're asking questions to learn more about you. But as time goes on, that level of inquisition can leave, and it can start to dwindle and deteriorate. Just go away and just stop completely. When you are learning someone, one of the main questions that people like to ask is, what are some of your goals? Long-term, short-term, what do you want to do? What do you want to be? Where do you want to live? Like, you ask those types of questions. But as time goes on, you don't really ask them what their goals are anymore. And I think that is necessary, because as humans, we need goals. Otherwise, we're just existing. We're not living. I don't believe that we can truly live life without a goal. Something to work towards, something to be better in, something to grow at. Those things are necessary. And when we get so tied up in relationships, not only can we forget to ask our partner what their goals are, we can also forget to set goals for ourselves. So we both are existing in the same space, but we aren't so in the same time, if that makes sense. Because, yeah, you both are in the same room, but one of you may be stuck in your past. Another one may be stuck in the present. So the one that's stuck in the past doesn't think that they can progress past what they were. They don't think that they can do anymore. They think that their glory days are behind them, their best days are behind them. And the other one can be stuck in the present thinking, it's always going to be like this. It'll never change. This is my life now. And with that comes a sense of settling. When you think in your mind and you rationalize, this is it, this is as far as I'm going to go. I'm not going to get any better, I'm not going to get any stronger, I'm not going to get any smarter, I'm not going to get any wealthier. This is as far as I'm going to go. When that mentality sinks in, it will destroy any hint of a goal. It will destroy any hint of aspiration. It will destroy any efforts to be a better you. So we can't let that happen. Which is again why it's important to keep conversations alive. Because I'll speak on a married level right now. Because it is my personal opinion. You don't have to agree. This is my personal opinion. It is my personal opinion that residence and finance should not be shared without being married. And I know many people are against the country's version of marriage because they say, you know, it's more so a business thing so the government can get involved in your life. And I'm not even disagreeing with them. So if that's the route that you would like to take, because a lot of them develop their own contracts, like people who practice polygamy or polygyny. They have their own contracts between who they consider to be their spouses. So if you have one guy with four different wives, they all have contracts binding them together, which is, you know, however they worked it out. I don't know the specifics because, I mean, it's not like I know what each person would have. I'm sure they're all probably different. But they have their own contracts with each other, binding them together as businesses without the government's involvement. And that's a possibility. Even if you only want one spouse, you can still go that route. So without that type of commitment, without something tying us together, I don't believe that residence or finance should be shared. If you are my girlfriend, you should not know my bank account number. You should not know my routing number. I don't think you should have a key to my crib if we're dating. And I shouldn't have those things of yours either. Because when those boundaries are blurred, lines get blurred. And it makes it easy for people to do married things without married commitment. And then, again, it's a whole nother, that could be its own subject. But to make it not its own subject, I'll get back on this one. So, because I don't believe that residence or finance should be shared without some form of commitment, some actual tangible form of commitment that's going to make this more geared towards, my purpose would be towards married people. And it could also be people who just are moving in that way. Because that's my opinion, doesn't mean that that's everyone's opinion. And I'm sure there are people who are living together who probably have joint accounts and all that, and they're dating. Because if you're not married, you're dating. If I can say, I don't want to be with you anymore, we're breaking up, and that's all it takes for us to not be together, then you're dating. That is fire. Oh, you can't see him. There's this guy. So you know how the kids got they call them hoverboards, but the things that you put 2 feet on, you lean your feet forward, they go forward and backwards, right? This guy has a makeshift one that's zooming, because you know those go like maximum 5 miles an hour or something like that. He has a lawnmower wheel. No, I'm sorry, not lawnmower, wheelbarrow.
Oh no, he just fell.
I'm sorry for the long pause. As I was describing it, he just ate concrete, because he's on the road. He's not even on the sidewalk, so he just hit straight concrete. But he got back up, and he's rolling probably back to the house now, because it looked like he kept looking at his right arm as if he's like scuffed it or scraped it or something, so he's probably finna go wrap that up. But yeah, so he has a wheelbarrow wheel in the middle, and there's wood on each side, so he's sideways on it like a skateboard, but again, the wheel is between where his feet are, and he was just zooming down the road, but I guess maybe his shoe or something made contact with the wheel because it's in the middle, and boom, slid a little bit and everything, but it looked like he was good. I just wasn't expecting that as I was picking him up, you know. Shoot, I forgot what I was saying. So, I'm back. So, because of that, like I said, this is, in my opinion, geared more towards people who are married, because that's who I'm sending it to, but it could also be relevant to other people. And if it's relevant to you, listen. So, when we share residence, when we share obligations, when we share finances, when we share bills, when we share chores, when we are trying to balance off days, many times conversations can change from conversations to discussions. And that's not originally mine. I got that from a pastor. Cannot remember his name, but he said it during a sermon. So I don't want to make it sound like I just said something revolutionary. That if that resonated with you, that's because of him, not because of me, but it resonated with me. That's why I'm repeating it. Conversations can change into discussions. It can go from what are your goals to how are we going to pay this bill? Which one of these can we pay right now? Which one of them can we push back? This is our first off day together in the past 3 weeks. Why are you going out here? Or why are you doing this? Why aren't we spending time? Which one of us is going to work overtime? Because our regular checks aren't going to be able to pay this. We're late here. How are we going to make this? What are we going to do? So many other things, especially when children are involved. You got school, you got school supplies, you got projects, you have sports costs, you have so many different things that increase. That again, conversations with each other can change from where do you want to be in 5 years to how we're going to stay in this house for another month? It can change. And most of the time it does. But we have to realize that it can be both. We can say how we're going to stay in this house for another month. And if we find that way, or if we just hope for God, hope in God for a miracle, then we can also say, what do you want to be in 5 years? And even if we don't go that far ahead, what are some of your current goals? What are some of the things you want to get better at or to achieve right now? Because we think that there's a point where you don't have to know anything about them anymore. You know them. You just got everything down. That's impossible. There's no such thing as 100% knowing someone. Because as time goes, we grow. Right? As time goes, we grow. We change. We alter. We adjust. There are going to be differences. So, in your mind, if you think you completely know your partner, but you also believe that you have changed your behavior or the way you think about certain things or the way you believe in certain things, that other person has the same capacity to change. Maybe not as much change. They have the same possibility of changing. Could be in a smaller area. Could be in a large area. Could be drastic. Out of nowhere. Like, where the heck did this come from? How did you go from wanting to do this to go over here? And a lot of times, when we think it's such a huge difference, such a huge change, it's because we didn't take time out to ask them about what their goals were. And we missed the transition. We missed it. It's not that it wasn't there. We just didn't catch it. Because we were so focused on the discussions of handling the business that we lost track of handling our businesses together. So, communication is necessary. Effective communication is necessary. Because sometimes we want to yell our points and scream our points, and we want to make our point right now. Nah, I don't care. Oh, you at the store? Nah, we gotta talk about it. Oh, you at work? Nah, we gotta talk about it. Oh, you with your homies? Nah, we gotta talk about it. You with your girls? Nah, we gotta talk about it. You in the nail shop? Nah, we gotta talk about it. You on your lunch break and you only got 30? Well, it's 30 minutes to talk about it. I'm finna make my point right now. Timing is so important. Two things that people don't really care about the importance of is timing and wording. Your words are so important, man. Because I'll give it to you on multiple ways. The Bible says power, life, and death lies in your tongue. The world says the law of attraction. Speak it into existence. The energy that you give out is the energy that you will give back. The word also says you reap what you sow. The Bible says you reap what you sow. The world says there's karma. All of these things are tied into timing and wording. When you do something can change the impact that you have. A while ago, Dr. Umar Johnson did an interview where he said he believes that if Martin Luther King was alive right now, he wouldn't be able to make half the impact he does. He says, right now, if he had Dr. Martin Luther King on one side and Jay-Z on the other, he believes that Jay-Z would be more impactful right now for this current time, for this current people. And I don't really disagree with him. Because what Dr. Martin Luther King did in his time was so huge, because not just for what he did, but for when he did it. But the fight that he fought at that time isn't so relevant. That exact fight isn't so relevant right now. Somewhat, yes. Not completely, though. Because, and I said this in a previous podcast, and I also corrected myself if you listen to the whole thing. But what they were doing as far as fighting for equality, they were fighting for equality to be treated as humans. Because at that time, we weren't being treated as humans. Chris Rock said that his mother, not grandmother, not great-grandmother, Chris Rock's mother, when he was a child, they couldn't go to a dentist. They would have to go to the veterinarian's office. And to get teeth pulled, they had to go to the vet. And they couldn't even go in the front. They had to go to the back of the vet's office because they would lose the vet's office would lose business if the white people there who were bringing their animals there knew that they were using those same tools on black people. So they were fighting to be treated as humans. Right? We are fighting, or need to fight, for the ability to be treated as ourselves. The fight still remains, but the type of fight has to be adjusted with the times. Because now we're being treated as humans, but we're being treated as the same human. I'm gonna treat you like this dude. He was hostile, so all y'all hostile. He was unruly, so all y'all unruly. So we're being treated as humans, we're just not being treated as individuals. We're all being the same thing. We're being treated as a human. But that fight that Dr. Martin Luther King had has to be adjusted for us. But again, so the timing of when he did it made it so impactful and made it so necessary. Whereas some of the things that Jay-Z has achieved, being the first hip-hop billionaire, opening several businesses, donating to several people, I mean different entities, helping different individuals and communities, and several things that we know nothing about right now. These are important for this time. So the timing of your delivery impacts the reception of your package. If a shipping company tells you that your shipment will arrive in 3 days and it arrives in one, you will love that company. If they tell you it will arrive in 3 days and it arrives in eight, you may not love that company. You may not even use them anymore. They gave you the same package. They gave you the same message. But because of the timing of the delivery, it changed how you felt about receiving it at that moment. Timing is so important. And words. The thing that I'll say shortly about the importance of words are, Dr. Maya Angelou said that when she was a child, she was raped. I don't remember what that man's relationship was to her. But when she reported, when she told her family about this man, they got him locked up. They went straight to the police. He was locked up. He only spent 1 day in prison. He was released the next day. The man was then beaten to death the same day he was released. She felt like her words were the reason why he died. So she became a mute for 5 years, did not say one word, because she believed that her words were so impactful at that time that they killed him. So she did not speak for 5 years. Words are important. Don't speak negatively about yourself. Don't say things like, man, I'm so dumb. I'm so stupid. Man, I just can't get it. I can't do this, man. It's too good. It's too good for me. I can't do that. I'm not good enough. The more you say that about yourself, the more people will say it about you. Because if you don't believe in you, who else will? If you don't push you, who else will? Why would someone else put their faith in you if you don't have faith in them? Because no one should know more about you than you on this planet. So if you're telling me that you're not good, why would I pick you for my team? Why would I trust you in clutch situations? It's because of your words. Speak life. Speak positivity. Even when you're describing a situation that isn't positive, it can end better. Hey, how was your day, man? It wasn't that good initially. I had a bad day at work. I had a headache the whole time. But it's going to get better, though. If you add that one part to the end of your sentence, it changes the effect. I had a bad day, but it's going to get better. It's going to get better. If you just add that one ending to your statement, it changes the effect it has on you and to everyone else that's around you, to everyone that's affected by your words. And that's what makes the effect of communication so necessary. Because you may not be able to speak positively in your life right now. But if the person that you've committed your life to can't do it either, that's a problem. If the one person you said, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, and they reciprocated, if you can go to that person for positivity, for encouragement, for uplifting, there's a problem there. And that doesn't mean leave. But that means that there needs to be a solution for that problem. So, hopefully, I have effectively expressed the importance of effective communication, the importance of timing, the importance of the words you choose to use in everyday life. I am now going to eat and play an unnamed video game. You see the guns, you know what I'm saying? Sun, ain't that much sun out, but it's a little bit, you know what I mean? A little bit of sun's out, a whole lot of guns out. Anyway, so I appreciate y'all for listening. I hope I have been informative and helpful in some kind of way. Please comment, like, share, tag, repost, retweet, whatever. Just participate with this and help it grow. I appreciate you guys for listening, for your support, for everything you guys are doing. I thank you, and I will talk to you soon. This is Taz the Angel with Car Talk, good conversation you can ride to. Y'all have a good night.